Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, December 10th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a possibly, maybe major development in the legal battle between Apple and Qualcomm. In China, a court has issued an injunction that Qualcomm claims bans the import and sale of most iPhones in China, which sounds big. But Apple says all iPhones remain available in China, including iPhone 6S through iPhone 10, which the injunction targets, despite the court decision, and Apple is appealing the decision in court. The injunction is based on patents that relate to resizing images and using touch-based navigation apps. But Apple doesn't appear to use either patented technology that Qualcomm claims to own with iOS 12. The legal battle between Apple and Qualcomm started almost 2 years ago in January 2017 when Apple sued Qualcomm for $1 billion over what it claims are unfair royalties. Qualcomm has since stated that Apple owes $7 billion in unpaid royalties since the initial lawsuit, and the two companies don't appear to be settling out of court anytime soon. Meanwhile, in Germany, the launch of Apple Pay appears imminent 4 years after debuting in the United States. Apple updated its website to say Apple Pay is coming soon last month, and today there were multiple reports of Apple Pay launching in Germany this week, maybe even as soon as Tuesday. And Apple launched four new operating system betas today, iOS and tvOS 12.1.2, watchOS 5.1.3, and macOS 10.14.3. Betas were released to developers today without any notable changes beyond bug fixes. And also on the site today, I've written about my experience using the Apple Watch to track half marathon runs. My first experience a year ago showed the limits of Apple Watch and AirPods battery life. So I've started using a Bluetooth heart rate monitor and Bose SoundSport free wireless headphones for longer runs, but I still saw battery life around 30% 2 weeks ago when I ran my second half marathon. On Sunday, I ran my third half marathon race and tested the watch with LTE turned off for the first time, finishing the race with over 50% battery and only using 41% battery during the run. Cellular was still useful for sending a few messages before the race and even making a phone call after the race to meet family. And I wouldn't want to run without my iPhone if Sailor wasn't a few taps away on the watch, but turning it off for longer workouts and using a Bluetooth heart rate monitor is a great way to sometimes double battery life on long workouts. And on youtube.com/9to5Mac, Jeff Benjamin has a hands-on video review of the new $39 Apple Clear Case for iPhone XR. And since it's Monday, let's check in with Bradley Chambers and his weekend columns.
Thanks, Zach. In looking at my articles this weekend, the first one was about how iOS 13 could help me go iOS only in my day-to-day life. The first one was improved text selection. And this, to me, is one of the weakest aspect of iOS. I know some people have told me the trick about the space bar, and that's true, and that works on the software keyboard. Doesn't work on the hardware keyboard from what I can use. And also, it's not even just about getting the cursor in the right place. Oftentimes, I find it difficult to select more than one word at a time, and without it being very tricky. The second thing is dual monitor support. When I say dual monitor support, I don't mean like mirroring what's on the iPad with a monitor. I mean giving me a second screen. Let me open a set of apps over on a second screen, maybe split screen apps on the second screen, and then have two more on the main iPad screen. Of course, this is going to take some rethinking of input mechanisms because we generally don't have touchscreen monitors that are compatible with iOS. So again, this may take some working on mouse keyboard support or maybe a second iPad for input. I'm not sure. The other one was the ability to disable accessibility settings. This gets enabled accidentally in my environment a lot, and I cannot disable it or turn it back off from the mobile device manager system. So I'd love to be able to do that. You disable it completely. So that's a couple of them, but check out the rest in the article I wrote. It's on being the show notes, and it's a few things would help me go iOS only with iOS 13. Now, The next article on Sunday I wrote was about the state of the Apple Watch. Continuing along with my kind of state of, you know, various products with Apple as we finish up 2018. And the Apple Watch is one of its products to me that is the most exciting going forward. You know, looking back from its release in 2015 to how much better it's gotten since then, you know, we're on series 4 at this point. It is just by leaps and bounds getting so much better. And then, so, you know, originally this was like a fun device and you get notifications on it and have some apps. Then it became more of a fitness tracker and a health device. And I really think in the future, this is going to be a game changer for health monitoring and, you know, proactive alerts. I really think that we're on the cusp of something major here. It may be, I don't know what this looks like in the future, but it may be where this Apple Watch or kind of this peer of the Apple Watch is like the iPod Touch or the, you know, the iPod to whatever comes next, or to like, you know, whether it was the iPod or the iPhone, the Apple Watch to what's next. Just, you know, little maybe TMI, but I had a urology appointment earlier this year and we were talking about the Apple Heart Study with Stanford, and he told me if I could get the kind of data they're getting with that, we could change lives. And so I really think the amount of data Apple's going to be able to collect, handle it in a secure way that promotes privacy, I think we could be on some breakthrough health changes going forward. And it's really exciting. This is not just something that's a fun device that even helps us be more efficient. This could be something in the start of something that absolutely will be saving lives for years to come. So check out both the articles. Links will be in the show notes.
Read those stories and more on 9to5Mac.com and subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates throughout the week.